We want to welcome you all here on The Takeaway to an extraordinary roundtable we've been witnessing. And Nicholas Kristof was reporting live just moments ago from the streets of Cairo, where perhaps a million or more demonstrators are in the street demanding the departure of Hosni Mubarak, president for 30 years in the nation of Egypt. Also this morning in Jordan, King Abdullah has fired the government, essentially sacked the prime minister and the cabinet ministers and ordered a new government. Joining us now, Shibli Tilhami, who's been with us all morning, Anwar Sadat, professor for peace and development at the University of Maryland. And to get reaction from Amman, His Royal Highness Prince Hassan of Jordan, we welcome to the program. Once again, he was actually on the program a little earlier this morning, brother of the late King Hussein, crown prince from 1965 to 1999, and his uncle to the present King Abdullah. Your Royal Highness, what happened this morning in Amman, and is the king listening to what we in journalism world call the Arab street, perhaps irresponsibly, but that seems to be what's going on here?
As you know, I'm not in public office, and my comment would be, as I said earlier, that the winds of change definitely are affecting the equation between civil society and government. Democracy cannot exist without civil society, and civil society cannot exist without a population that has the will and the capacity to act in defense of its values and its decisions. So I think that any government, any new prime minister, any head of state would do well to recognize that engagement and participation in public life and in support of civil society is indispensable to democracy. Now, the new prime minister has not formed his cabinet yet, and I think he would do well to take heed of the need to recognize the sovereignty of the citizen.
Is your suggestion then to the king, Your Royal Highness, Prince Hassan of Jordan, that Jordan should embrace a constitutional monarchy and that the government and the prime minister be elected?
Well, Jordan has a constitutional monarchy. The question is, how soon will it be for this constitutional monarchy to start recognizing that it is within the constitution that the king, our constitution is built on the Belgian constitutional lines. It is within the government, to within the constitution, for the head of state, the king, symbolic head of state, to appoint prime ministers and head of government on the basis of elections. This happened once in Jordan's history in 1956, and now we have 26 parties. So I think that the whole business of developing a coalition and recognizing that the growth can only take place, economic growth can only take place with equity, that we're going to maintain trust between people, business, industry, right, and government.
I don't mean to press you, Your Royal Highness, but I just want to get this nailed down here. I sense your impatience. Are you calling for elections for the prime minister and that determines the government in Jordan, not the king's appointment?
I think ideally, when I was in office, I always used to say to my late brother, King Hussein, well, our job is to do ourselves out of the job.
Well, Your Royal Highness, we've heard reports of Egyptians being inspired in these protests by Tunisia. We've heard of this Tunisia inspiring protesters in Yemen. We spoke to a man earlier who said he hopes that this same spirit for democracy spreads to Libya. And with this news coming out of Jordan, I'm wondering if you see what John called the Arab street. What is this as the winds of change you referred to, and whether it could actually spread to a number of countries throughout the region?
Absolutely. I think it could well do that. But of course, if we go back to business as usual, and changes in government are supposed to throw the stability and security line at the expense of engagement and involvement, that's where the scenario for change, I think, will be severely damaged.
We're talking with His Royal Highness Prince Hassan of Jordan. I want to get the Shibli Tilhami here, professor at the University of Maryland. You've polled the citizens of Jordan repeatedly on all kinds of subjects. Do you have a question for the prince, His Royal Highness Prince Hassan?
I've long heard the prince's views and had a pleasure of meeting him, but I know where he stands. But right now, in the middle of the crisis, you could see, Your Highness, when you're looking at the events in Egypt and what the Egyptians did, they were two steps too late every time. The president's speech, Mubarak, really didn't get a sense of what was happening. And obviously, leaders get so out of touch with the public that they react too late. If he had announced the appointment of vice president even just a month ago, it would have been very different. Is there something now that you think the king should do and say, look, you should have done it yesterday. You should do it today because after Friday it'll be too late. Is there something specific the king can do now to anticipate?
Well, we haven't seen letter of appointment of the new cabinet nor the new policy statement of the cabinet, but I agree with you that we are two steps behind, and this is part of the problem of the Arab image. We're just not living reality. So I think what needs to be done is to emphasize the legal empowerment of the poor, that the state effectively will develop a concept of the equal opportunities for all. I'm a member of the Legal Empowerment of the Poor Commission. We presented our recommendations. Madeleine Albright headed that commission, as did Hernando de Soto. I'm a member of the Commission for Transitional Democracy. None of our recommendations seem to get through to the Arab mind.
Well,
in office, that is. So we need a change of mindset.
Your Royal Highness, we appreciate your candor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
His Royal Highness Prince Hassan of Jordan reacting to the news this morning that King Abdullah has sacked the government in Jordan and appointed a new prime minister. Shibli Talhani is also with us, the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, admitting there to His Royal Highness that the nation of Jordan is two steps behind this pro-democracy movement in the Arab world. More on this in a moment. Stay with us.